Okay, let's begin with Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis as we get into more of Perek Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva, which is again halachas finding remazim in psukim. That's the Perek, the Mishnayos. So it gives us the window into discussing many different areas of halacha. As we started to discuss Tumas Avodah Zarah, that was what our past discussion was up until the Mishnah. And then we got into Tuma of a Svina, of a boat. We learned in based on the Pasuk in Mishlei that Tuma of a boat is Tahora Derech Aniyah B'Lev Yam, just like the Yam is Tahor, so too the boat is Tahor. And then we're going to get into Kilayim. But first, the Gemara gets into Tuma Vitara. We did mention that there is a, maybe the Pasuk is talking about the halachas of tumah of all of these items. The question was why is a boat relating to inyani tumah, and why is the sheret the nachash, right? That was the meiri on the pegimel wondered that the question that's bothering Shlomo HaMelech is why are there details of tumah v'tara that I don't fully understand. That's what he's suggested. There's the Lashon, anach, and one of them was, I just wanted to add on one source to this, anach, the eagle, which is a tiny bird, flies so high, or a vulture, an esher, or this nachash, which is such a tame type of item, and it is tahor, while a chulda, which does not kill, and it is betami, it goes through each of them. So we've mentioned in the past, I thought I'd just re-mention it, Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Shmini, he also points out the same question. Rabbeinu Bachai wonders why a nachash is not one of the eight shratzim. V'yesh la tamua bazeh, ki ra'ui haya bevadei sha'nachash yitame umetame, ki hu shoresh atuma, vahazuama, ki yadua min anachash akadmoni. The nachash is the source of all evil. And Vimkein Lamalo Echnisu Akasa Bechal Shratzim Atameim. So why did the Torah put it in into all of the Tamei Shratzim? Avala Inyan, what does he say there? Put this on the list. Durachea Darche Noam. Durachea Darche Noam V'chal Nisiv Asar Shalom. Shalom Ratzta L'Tamei HaNachash B'Mago. Where the Gemara says it's two or three places and the Rishonim add in 10 more. Where we apply the principle of the Torah's ways are sweet. The Torah didn't want to be metame the snake because then a person might hesitate for a moment before killing it and getting rid of it because, oh, I'm going to become tame. The Torah doesn't want you to hesitate, right? If there's a snake there, Shem Kein, Haya Adam Nimnam Bilahargo, Kadesh Lo Yatame. And therefore the Torah doesn't, asser it so that you doesn't metame, say it's a source of tumah, so you don't think twice and you just get rid of it as soon as possible. So that goes on the list of the Rechar Dechanoam. The Sefer Achinuch mentions this, why the Kohen is allowed to become Tamei for his seven relatives, even though he's not going to become allowed to become Tamei, because it's Rechar Dechanoam to be at his parents' Levaya. Right, Rechar Dechanoam. And the Gemara says it about finding which of the Minim is a Hadas, not one with thorns, because of the Rechar Dechanoam. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Beis discusses why we don't say that a woman who's a Nida, when her husband dies, is not subject to Yibam, and a week later she's got to be subject to Yibam. No. If you can't have cases like that where somebody's allowed to get married, and then you can say, oh, he wasn't allowed to get married. Recher Dachinoam, and many other contexts. But the Rabbeinu Bachai says that they're in Shmini. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'lo min hayam lamadata. So the Gemara says, how do you know, the Mishnah said, that how do you know a boat is Tahora, because you compare it to the Yam, based on the Pasuk at the end of Mishlei, Derech Aniyah B'Lev Yam. But what do you mean? Why do you use a Pasuk from Ksuvim for Mishlei? Why don't you use a Pasuk from the Torah? V'lomana Yam L'Madata, Ma Yam Torah Af Hasvita Tahora, V'lomana Sak L'Madata. Why don't you look at the Pasuk in Vayikra, and that's isn't that a better Pasuk, right, in Perek Yud Aleph, and we compare everything to Sak, the material of sak, and you could compare it, mahasak, mishamesh bayam, umishamesh biyabasha, just like the material sak is, the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky quotes the pasuk, v'kol asher yipol aleihem b'mosam yitmam mikol kli eitz, o beged, or osak. So you compare all of these materials to sak. So just like sak, mishamesh bayam, umishamesh biyabasha, just like that material can be used in the yam or on the dry land, svina mishabesh bayam, in the mishabesh bayabasha, so to a boat. And therefore, why do you learn it from a pasuk in Ksuvim? Why don't you learn from a pasuk in the Torah? That's much more powerful, right? Much more powerful. Fifth line of the Pnei Moshe. Follow min hakasuv shebetorah nuchalomod. You can learn from a pasuk in the Torah. Wouldn't that be a better, stronger pasuk? So, v'rabbanan de kesaran amri, the rabbanan of Kesaria say, maybe not, because maybe boat would not be included. Why? Because we also want to include an earthenware boat, a boat made out of cheres, and that's not compared to sock in the pasuk. Zu, sinah shel cheres, zu, meaning the makar, even in the Mishnah, wanted to include even a svina of a cheres, and that's not comparable. Maha sock, eino melamed, al, means rock al. Just like sock doesn't teach us, except on those, al kol hamar b'parsha, only on those that were also written in the parsha, yatzak licheres, shinukhasav b'parsha, shiyomad alav sock. That's why licheres is not included, and therefore you need a pasuk from Mishle in order to teach it to us. The Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, has a suggestion based on a Rashi and Tainus. Based on a Rashi and Tainus, and look in the Hagdama to the Emes LeYaakov, he talks about the relationship between Torah and Nach. Torah and Nach. And he quotes the Rashi in Tainus Daf Tes. It says there, Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan, the Yenuka de Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan finds his nephew. He finds the son of Reish Lakish, the Yosef HaKamar. Iveles Adam Tesalev Darko, V'al Hashem Yizaf Libo. Person has a crooked path. V'al Hashem Yizaf Libo. And he gets angry at Hashem. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan V'kametame. Omar Mika Midi Deksivi B'Ksuvi D'Lor Mizi Ba'Raisa. Is there anything that's written in Ksuvim that's not hinted to in the Torah? He asked his child. So that's what we're doing. What does that mean? Rashi there, Tainus Daf Tes. Below Ramza Moshe Baraisa, Shahachumish, who Yesod Nevi'im, V'Ksuvim, V'Kulam Yishmach Limsomena Torah. Chumish is the Yesod of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and they could always find a smach in the Torah for Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What it means, the stories. So it could be partially the stories. Remember, look at Parshas Vayechi. You have all the stories of a future Shoftim that Yaakov Avinu was referring to. But Rabbi Yaakov compares it to Mishnah and Brises. Just like the Gemara says in a few places, right? Ilfa always used to give people the test. Hey, give me a Brisa and I'll tell you where the source is in the Mishnah. Right? So says Rabbi Yaakov, so too Nevi'im and Ksuvim are connected to, and you can find the roots of all the messages of Nevi'im and Ksuvim in the Torah. In the Torah. Medivir Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yaakov, I elu lemeidim anu hayachas ha'amiti, b'shebein Torah l'Nevi'im u'Ksuvim. Ein davar sheino ramos batorah, hafoch ba vahafoch ba dekula ba, ein shum matzav sheino kasuv ba, shum she'ela sheino nifteres ba, kishira neis purim, what they say, kisvuni ledaros, not until they found the smach min haTorah, right, did they say that we're going to add on Megillat Esther. Gamas kol shalosh, remember the Gemara in Chulin, Haman min haTorah, Esther min haTorah, all of that is because it's all at root. All at root. And that's why at the end of Nevi'im, the last pasuk in Nevi'im, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Ki kol haTorah, kol hanagos, kol hashuvos, l'chol hashelos, kulam, remuzim, batorah, yesh, rak, l'chafsam. Right, you just have to search for them. That's Nevi'im. So it's always good to go back to the source. Always stronger. So that's what the Gemara here asks. And that is, if you can find a pasuk in Torah, why should you look for a pasuk in Ksuvim? The Gemara says, because the pasuk in Torah would not be enough in this context. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So the Mishnah said, the next halacha, kilayim. It's kilayim. So how do you know, ask the Gemara, that if you have a little flower bed, if you have a little area to plant, aruga, that's only 6x6 tfachim, you're able to plant 5 different zeronim there. And in this little area of 6x6 tfachim, you can plant 5. 4 on each side, and 1 in the middle. But how do you know that? So there's a pasuk, quoted a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha ukeganat zeru'eha tatzmiach. Zara tatzmiach lo nemar, ela zeru eha tatzmiach. What exactly is the source? How do you know 5 from that pasuk? So we're going to have 3 suggestions here in the Gemara, how to understand the Mishnah. What does it mean, 5, in that case? So, miyut zeru eha shnayim. Right? Zeru eha means 2. So what does the Mishnah mean? It says zeru eha. And that teaches 5. Zeru eha means 2. Amr of Shmuel bar Sisrata, mishnayim at lamein arba. Well, once you knew from the word Zeru'eha that 2 is allowed, so what do you mean 2 is allowed? 2 is on 2 sides. So once you learn that, 2 sides, because you have space, so that automatically means you learn 4, because you could put stuff on the east and the west side, and then the north and the south side. So once you learn that you can put two and it's not a problem, because as long as you're 1.5 tfachim in between, so two, you learn four. So bishtayim at lamin arba, mashnayim at nosein, betchilas shisho, meitzav haholech, just like by two, you start on a full side and you get narrower as you go in, because you keep space, so it doesn't look like kilayim. Afarba, so to four, at nosein, betchilas shisho, meitzav haholech. And then you get skinnier as you go closer in. So that is the four. And then once you have four coming out of each side and going towards the middle, Efshar, or some of the girsa Efshar, Shalo Yesham Nekav Echad, Panui Litabo Samsoi. And then you'll have the middle spot. You'll be able to leave a little dot in the middle to be able to plant a fifth type of Zera. And therefore, that is how you know five. So again, Zera means two, Misvara two means four, because it's just about separating them, and then you have one in the middle, that means five. Rav Yonah continues and says, Avoda, this relates back to what we discussed back in Kilayim, Avoda pogas b'avoda, vein min pogea b'chaveiro l'chovsho. Rav Yonah says that this separating area, which is needed, is that Avoda, remember what we had Avoda sakerem? Avoda means the area around that the roots go under, basically nourishment. The nourishments of two Zerayim are allowed to mix underneath. Avoda pogas avoda. The ein min pogea b'chaveiro, but two types, you can't have one that goes under mamish the other one. One can't get nourishment under the other plant itself, says Rav Yonah. We'll learn that as a statement, right? Some have that as a question, but we'll learn that as a statement, even though again, Rekarbon Eida and others say it's a question. But that's all number one. Number one source for Zeru Eha. Well, by the way, we're on top of Kilayim here. We're talking about creation of Kilai Zraim, right? That's the context. Remember the five types of Kilayim. Kilai Zraim, right? Mixing of seeds by Yerakos and by Tvua. Kilai HaKerem, that's a mixing of a vine. That's a Kerem and Tvua or Yerakos, right? There's no problem of planting an apple tree in a vineyard, right? And anyway, trees, the only problem with Kilai HaElon, if you remember, is grafting. Grafting by trees. The other ones are planting. So Kilai Azraim, Kilai Akarim, Kilai Begadim, that's Shatnez, and then Kilai Behema, the two types of Kilai Behema. Cross-breeding and cross-working. Five types of Kilayim. See, we're talking about Kilai Zraim. The Ramban in Vayikra discusses the Hashkafa behind, even though Kilayim is one of those Chukim, one might say, why can't I wear Shatnez? That's one of the ultimate Chukim. Shatnez Paraduma, it's a few that the Basar B'Chalav, a few that have that symbol connected to them. But the Ramban still gives a tam of Kilayim. Remember, like the Rambam says. The Rambam says at the end of Temura, I think it is, Temura Me'ila. I think it's the end of Temura, where the Rambam says, even though there are chukim, and even though mitzvahs are because Hashem told us to do it, we try to figure out tamei ha-mitzvahs, because that makes it more palatable to us, and then we appreciate messages. So the Ramban here knows that Kilayim ultimately is a gzeiras hakasev, is a chok, but the Ramban still gives a tam. V'atam b'kilayim, says the Ramban, yud test, 1919 in Vayikra. Ki Hashem bara haminim, ba'olam, b'chol ba'alei ha-nefashas, b'tzvachim ba'alei nefesh ha-tenua. Hashem created all the different types, by animals, by plants, by people. V'nasem b'hem koach ha-tolada. She is kaimu haminim bahem, and he gave them the power of reproduction so that the species could continue to exist. La'ad, kol zman sheyirtzeh hu yisbarach b'kiyum olam. As long as Hashem wants the world to keep going, these species will continue to exist. There's no autopilot here. B'chadish b'chol yom tamid. Every second Hashem continues to will the world to exist. V'tziva b'kocham sheyotziyu l'mineihem. Hashem commanded them to reproduce in their species. If you plant grass, grass is always going to come out. If you plant pears, pears are always going to come out. That was the way that Hashem created the world. That's why we mate animals if we need to be able to help continue the species. And here's the line. But if somebody takes two different minim and puts them together, mishane umachish b'maisa b'reishis. You're changing and contradicting maisa b'reishis. Ki'ilu yachshov shelo hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam kol hatzarech. Hashem, you forgot one. You forgot this fruit. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to create this mixture, this hybrid fruit. I'm helping you, Hashem, I'm helping you. You just forgot this one. And the animals, if you create it, then it's just a siman that it's not helping God because they're not able to reproduce. They're impotent. If you have a mule, right? So you have lo yilidu min b'sheino mino. So v'gamatzmachem ashe yisrakim min b'sheino mino in parim v'tzomech achreichen. And that's the Ramban, that you're being mishane and machish ma'ase bracious by creating kilayim. Right? That's why part of why, let's say kilay zraim or kilay peros, they're only usher to create. Once they're created, you're allowed to benefit. You're allowed to eat them. Only kilay akarim is usher and benefit. You have to burn it. By pentuktash. But the other ones, you know, as long as it's already created, I'm able to enjoy it. Okay, that is all number one. So how do we know five? So you have the Zeraias 2, 2 times 2 is 4, add another one in the middle. Number 2, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar. Yeshua ben Levi says, well, it says the word Zeru'eha, but that's an extra. It could have just said the word singular, Zara. So Zara, that would have meant one. Zira'eha, that's a lesser of a fancy word. That's that means two. Zeru'eha means another two. But it actually says Zeru'eha, but it's as if it says three. Zara, Zira'eha, Zeru'eha. So it's 1, 2, 2. That equals 5 altogether. Uka Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, Amar Shisha. Rebbe Yehuda says even 6. You can figure out a way to plant 6 in this area. Where do you get 6 from? It could have started off with Zera without the hay. So that's even, as if it says Zera, Zara, Zeru'eha, Zira'eha, and Zeru'eha. So it's 1, 1, 2, and 2. That's 6 altogether. Again, a remez in the Pasuk for this. Again, you might have thought that the what's kilai? Just what do you need psukim for? As a ramazim, just start planting and see what travels and spreads to each other. No, you got to find pasuk. The ultimate reality is the psukim, and the halacha will be based on that. Rabbi Chagai reads zareha chamisha. He reads zareha without a vav. And therefore, how many letters are in Zeru'eha without the Vav? 5. That's his makar. Reb Chagai used to go around to all Batei Medrash. Wherever he used to find a Vav in that Pasuk, and he'd say, oh, he used to erase it. He used to erase it. He says, you know, I think it's wrong. Doesn't get a Vav. There's only 5. And that's the makar. 5 letters in Zeru'eha, according to his spelling. And that's the next source. That's the third source. Ishtaelis Rabbi Chuna Safra the Sidra. It was asked to Rav Chuna, the expert, the sofer of the Beis Medrash, Va'amar Zeru'eha Maleh. He says, sorry, but it has a Vav. Zeru'eha Maleh, so I guess wherever he went around and erased it, he went in and put it back in. So that was the, discussion that they had, or I call it discussion, between Rav Chagai and Rav Chuna. And one letter makes a difference, as we know. Even one letter in these Nevi'im make a difference. You know, let's just finish the discussion, and then I'll get back to that. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, kulhon b'toch shisha. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai says, all of these shirim that we're talking about are when you're planting it within the 6x6. Within 6x6 svachim. That's the limit of 5, because they're all planted within the 6 svachim. But mashmar, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, if they were planted right outside the rim, meaning it would enclose an area 6x6 svachim, not that it's within 6x6 svachim, then you'd be able to plant even more. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai says all of the shirim that we've said till now are only if you planted it within. But you could, if you planted it without, you could have more. And Kahana, B'shem, B'shem, Ben Lakish, no, Kulin Chus L'Shisha. Rish Lakish says no. Even if you're planting it right outside the 6x6 svachim, and, you know, have 6 within, it's the same shear. It's the same shear. Says the Gemara, one second, Im Kulin Chus L'Shisha, Nisti Tisha. But why is that? Rish Lakish. Right, if they're outside, you should be able to fit 9 in. You should be able to fit 9 in if it's surrounding the area of 6x6. You should be able to fit in more. So Gemara says, no. Amar Bitanchum Bot Sraya. Vikeni, it's true, but you know what our case is talking about? Ba'aruga shebarugos himasnisa. Right, we're talking about a case where you have one 6x6 area within many other area 6x6. So if you're going to plant it right outside the 6x6, it's going to get mixed up with the ones outside of it, the next ones. So you're right, fine, mitzad this one, you'd have more room within, but, you know, look at some of these pictures on the page on the bottom. It's going to look bad. It's going to look like Kilayim, and therefore even if it's outside 6x6, you wouldn't be able to plant any more. And this halacha, what we just said here, barukas ha'barukas imas nisa, reflects what I said yesterday outside, but today I brought it, the Torah Zeraim, where the yisod of kilai Zeraim, even though the Gemara finds remuzim here in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, but the yisod of kilai Zeraim is marasayin. Even though marasayin sounds like a derabanan concept elsewhere, but this says the Torah Zeraim here, based on many rayas that we discussed in Kilayim, I'll read it from page Mem here in the Sefer. V'nira lo remember that's a Rambam. To who savar? De ikker hai shir de echa michav dalid. Talking about bittel. Eino klal din shir bedina de bittel. Umad de mutter lezra pachos mikashir zez elamitam bittel naguba. De beemes lo shaya kan klal dina de bittel mikama ta'amim. Right? Ela ikker taima. The mevuar bekama makoma, par bemakomas besechazu. Deik yisod dina to kill Israim, toli bemaris ha'ayin. V'hainu kol zriya sheish bo erbuvia lefi maris ha'ayin asur mishim kill Israim. If it looks like kilayim, it is kilayim. Midaraisa. Avalem ein ba erbuvia az lo chayshin and klama shiyonkim zemizeh. But if it doesn't look like mixed up, so then it doesn't matter that there's nourishment underneath. Joint nourishment, like we just said. Doesn't matter. What's the primary example? Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Hayarosh Tarchitim. Remember, you have two like triangular or diamond fields that the points connect to each other, right near each other. They're right near. But it's clearly two different fields because they get skinnier as they get closer. Rosh Tarchitim, Nichnas Bishal Zra, Mutter, Vibreshu Nire, Kisof, Sadeyu. Notea adam kishus vadalas l'tokume echad. You can plant two things within one hole as long as the leaves of this one fall that way and the leaves of that one fall that way. Hare lehedya, da'af she'ish kan taro v'esayinika afilu achi mutter kivan she'ain kan irbuvya. V'chein kol shar harachakos ashtiz v'sechazu akol mishum irbuvya. And it's even a Rambam, and it's a Rashi. Look at a Rambam. The Pirshim resides in the Rambam in Paragimel. Shmar elu ha'ikarim. Fusha kilayim ein asarabo elo lamaris ayin. The Rambam says it. Lafiha kishayira tzamach ahacher muvdal hu mutter. The afilo shahu samachlo kmosha amaynu barosh tor. Then he writes it in the, he quotes, third paragraph in Rashi. It's Rashi and Shabbos daf pehe. Rashi says beferish. So this is all the yesod about kilay's rhyme. And that's what the Gemara here says. Baruchas barugos, it's going to be worse because there are other fields all around. It's going to be worse and therefore you can't plant it, out there. Good. Remember every letter, Rabbi Muna used to go around and Rabbi Chaga used to go around and erase and Rav Huna used to go around and put it in because every letter, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, is important. I mean, here we're talking about Navi, but we know for sure in Torah. But Navi also, even here we find Ramazim. We're not learning Halacha, but at least we're finding Ramazim, Simanim, based on the Psukim. And even right there, Rav Chaikai says, based on there's five letters in the word, and that's how his source is. But we know, of course, the Ramban in his Hakdama to the Torah, where the Ramban says, on a deeper level, all of Torah spells out Shem Hashem. Kol HaTorah Kula spells out Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't read it that way. We read it as Breishis Bara Lakim Es HaShemayim. But we know that on a deeper level, right, the Torah was one of the seven things created before the world was created, Gemarim Sachim. So what does that mean? It didn't say Bereishis Bara Elokim before Bereishis Bara Elokim. All the letters were all connected, and it spelled out different things. The Ramban says it could have said Berosh Yisbara. That fits, and that's what the Vilna Gaon says is the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah and Yeshua wrote it, but it couldn't have said Vayamasha Moshe. We discussed that there. Moshe was given it in its pristine state of Shmos Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it didn't say Vayamasha Moshe. That's bedema means midume. It was mixed up when Moshe Rabbeinu got it. And Yeshua ben Nun was given the decoded form. So every letter, even that's why the Ramban says, even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, it could pasul the Torah. Because it's pasul on the Shmos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu level, even if I don't notice a difference between whether Aaron is spelled with a vav or without a vav, but still it could change the you know, the whole, you know, one letter, right? We could appreciate this today, right? You make a mistake, one letter in an email. One letter! Come on, one letter in a phone number, right? It's a totally different world you get to, right? You end up on the other side of the globe just by changing one letter. But that's the Ramban. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this in Mitzvah Taryag, Mitzvah number 613. He talks about this, And he, because he, Minchas Chinuch there has a big chiddush to answer up a kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, and he thinks the Ramban is against this, right? Because the Minchas Chinuch and the Shagas Aryeh discussed that it could be there are different types of mollies and chasers. Some of them we had a Misora about, some of them we didn't have a Misora about. So that's, would be a problem according to that Ramban. Okay, but we don't have time to go back into that now. Let's get into the world of Pleita Shechva Zera. Next topic here, relating to a remez in the Torah. Says the Mishnah. How do I know that Shechva Zera has potency for 3 days? For 3 days. And therefore, we know Shechva Zera is an avatoma. So if a Shechva Zera, within 3 days of after a man is with a woman, for 3 days, within 3 days, a woman has Shechva Zera dripping out of her. So within that time, it still has the status of Shechva Zera. After that time, as the Gemara is going to say, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf, it loses its potency, and therefore it doesn't have the status of Shechva Zera anymore. How do we know that? From Maamar Sinai. Because it says there, Shitamei Hashem Emar, Yinuchonim L'shoshes Yamim Atikshu Elisha, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the instructions that husband and wives were had to be separated for 3 days. For 3 days before Mayim Bet Har Sinai, as a hachana for Kabbalas HaTorah. And even though Tosfos says in Shabbos, there, Daf Pei Vav, where this comes up, it was before the Torah, so what kind of Tum and Tara are we talking about? Right? The Tosfos says, Afal Pi, Sheba'osa Shah, Adayin Lo Nida Torah. What are we talking about? Pleita Shechva Zera and Tum and Tara. Mikamako, Mistama Hikpita Torah, Aldavar Sha'asid Lios Tumah, Akar Matan Torah. Mistama, they're following certain halachas of Novatara because that was going to be the case, even though they didn't have that anymore. Reminds me of that Gemara at the end of Maseches Pesachim. Remember, who's going to bench at that meal? Right? So Avram doesn't bench because he had a Yishmael. Yisrael doesn't bench because he had an Esav. Yaakov doesn't bench because he married two wives and the Torah was going to answer this. It wasn't answer for him, but the Torah was going to answer it. So there's something. So here there's some type of tumah, Tosfos says, and therefore we could still talk about it. Good. Minayin, Shemachizim is a Kadam Yamashlishi Shechalis B'Shabbos. How do you know that if the third day after a Bismila Shabbos, it's Pikoch Nefesh, you have to wash the baby with warm, Shenemar, Yamashlishi, Yosem Kovim, from Shechem. Two. Three. Third halacha. Minayin, Shekoshim Lashon Shal, or third idea. Koshim Lashon Shal Zaharis Barosh Sir Mishalayach. How do I know that Bizman and Mikdash, they used to tie a ribbon, around the head of the Sir Mishalayach that was pushed off the cliff, and they used to tie the other ribbon somewhere else, and miraculously it switched? Shenan have tied a red ribbon. Shenemar miuchateichem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu v'gomer. Again, a remez of red turning white. So, for the next daf, we speak about the first halacha. That is pleita shechva zera. So we're going to get to lamaskana at the end of the daf, the end of Amun Aleph on tomorrow's daf. But we have a couple of suggestions. Many different shitas. Exactly how long was this hachana? When exactly was the command given? And what would have been the halacha? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mi Sinai lamdu. Mi Sinai, Rabbi Yochanan says, you learned it from Sinai, Yorad Moshe b'shlishi. We take out the word b'shavas. Right? Shlishi here means the third of Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the third day of Sivan. Remember, he went up on the first day, and they came down with a message, and they said, Mamachas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, yes, we'll take it. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down on the third day. Amar lo, and he says to them, Hey, Yinachonim l'shoshes yam, I'll take sholisha. He gives them the mitzvah prisha on day three of Sivan. So what happens? Call me Shapir Shlishi, whoever starts being Porish then, Yeshkan, we take out the word Shlishi. Yeshkan, how many time periods are there from the time the command was given until they got the Torah? How many time periods? That's what we're going to focus on. Time period is a day or a night. So Yeshkan, if Moshe gave the command on the third day afternoon, stay away from your wives, right? Separate from your wives. So there's Lel Revi V'Revi. Lel Chamishi V'Chamishi. So far that's four. Right? Well, that's Tuesday night, Wednesday. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. It's confusing. It's not Lel Revi. It's the fourth and the fifth day of Sivan. So you have, Lel Revi and Revi and Lel Chamishi and Chamishi. That's four. Shishi. What about Shishi? Palta. It depends. Ba Laila Temeya. If it comes out Lel Shishi, so that's within five time periods, that's still Temeya. Biyom Tahora. But daytime is Tahar because she got the Torah that day. So according to this day up, five time intervals is still Tameh. Right? That's why it had to be after the fifth one that the Torah was given. So the question the Gemara is basically asking is why does our Mishnah say 3 days and not five time intervals? That would have been more Meduyuk. Or, you have to add in a few words here, there's another day that says only 2 days of pre-show were needed and not 3 days. Right? And they started pre-show on day four. So then it's going to be, as we'll see, four intervals. And again, not 2 days. Kol mi shepirish b'ravi, whoever started being perished from ravi, yesh kan ravi. Leil chamishi v'chamishi. So there's ravi, leil chamishi chamishi, that's three. And then b'shishi, palta b'layla t'meya b'yom tahora. Again, shishi, the first one. Leil shishi would be t'meya. So basically, even according to the one that says they had prisha for 2 days, but it's four time intervals. So why didn't the Mishnah, why wasn't it meduya? Just say the time intervals, because 2 days, 3 days, it's a little not clear. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Zu b'Sinai. You can't bring a foolproof raya from Har Sinai, because by Sinai there's a different reason why there might have been an extra weight, because Hashem wanted to give the Torah during the day. Pomp and circumstance with everybody seeing it. Avo ladoros obarba obashesh. You're right, ladoros, halacha is either four or six intervals, right? If it'll be, what does it mean, four or six? It's three halachic days, which we'll get to. Three halachic days could mean four or six intervals. You know, if a woman has, they have the bia right before shkia, that's already considered the first halachic day, or a woman has it all the way in the morning, and then you have a whole time period for the rest of the halachic day. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ladoros, it could be four or six, right? It depends when the actual bia is, and we'll talk about that, by the Shem, halacha l'maisa, in terms of the Hilchas Nita. Rabbi Kiva, Omer la'olamin, chamesh v'chin ladoros. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's always five v'chin ladoros. We'll have to talk about Rabbi Akiva's shita. Either way, this was all relating to how they got physically prepared for Maimon Har Sinai in terms of the play of the Shechemah Zera. A lot more coming on the next stuff. Just to end, the Ksava Kabbalah, if you remember, one of my favorite, at the end of Mishpatim talks about that Hashem is described as an Esh Ocheles at Har Sinai, a consuming fire. And he wonders, that's a way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esh Ocheles. So the Ksava Kabbalah says that the Maimon Har Sinai was not the same experience for every single person. Right? It depends. Depends how much they prepared. Depends how much they prepared for it. That determined what kind of experience it was. Like he says, different materials are burned. Different things happen to them in fire. Depending on their combustibility, wood something happens to, and plastic something happens to, and metal something happens to. All different materials are affected by fire differently, depending on their combustibility. So I'll add, as the Ksava Kabbalah says, every person had a different experience of Maimon Har Sinai based on their spiritual combustibility preparation activities, right? And therefore, our Gemara here is talking about how they prepared for Maimon Har Sinai just in terms of the Tumah Vatara, but obviously there was a lot more in terms of the preparation, and that's why Hashem is described as an Esh Ocheles, a consuming fire, because he consumed us, you know, spiritually, so to speak. We just had to do what we can to be able to prepare ourselves. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we'll continue more, and then we get into Bris Milah on Amud Beis.